Ardal got back on track, I suppose, last weekend, and with a good win against Tyrone, and well, hoping to pick it up again when you play Monaghan tomorrow.
We played more like the team we believe we are, you know, against Tyrone, and a decent performance, you know, a good battling performance, and definitely we got a welcome result, you know, a result that we really needed, you know, to keep our season going.
Yeah, because obviously I know you were up in 2B last year, but relegated, but you would like to be in there at the end of the season with a chance of getting back up again.
We know there's a lot of changes this year. We talked about it different times, you know, with the panel change and the amount of players coming and going, you know. Now we know ourselves with that team has the ability to be in the league final or to be very close to it, you know. We know it's going to take a bit of an effort, it's going to take a bit of work, but that's ultimately what we'd like to be, Tom. We'd like to be pushing for promotion at the end of the league campaign.
Yeah, and what 3 games left, isn't it? Monaghan tomorrow, then Tyrone on Wednesday week, and Louth. I think that brings it that, and you really need to win the 3 of them, don't you?
Do, Tom. You might get away with maybe one falter, but we're not looking towards that at all. We're looking for 1 of 3 results to put ourselves definitely in the final, you know. And so every game now is a must-win game for us, and this one on Sunday against Monaghan is going to be a big challenge. And,
yeah, because they're maybe, I'm not the one to say surprised, but they're certainly the farm team, top of the table.
Top of the table, Tom, like, you know, and they've beat everyone so far, you know, so we can't take that away from them. And maybe people thought that going to play Monaghan, we took them a wee bit for granted. Maybe that's where they're getting the results they got, you know. But no, listen, they're going well, Tom. They're a big, strong team, and they believe in themselves like everyone else, you know. And I suppose they're top of the table, and you can't deny them that, you know. So
You played them, of course, in your second game. Where did they cause your problems? Where were their strengths?
Their strengths were all over the pitch, Tom. Their hunger and their eagerness for the game, that they really, really put it to us, you know, and they played like a championship pace, you know, for the second game of the league, and that's to be commended, you know. So they're a big, strong team, Tom, and they're stronger over the field, and they're very, very physical, you know. So they really put the test to us, you know, and we didn't really stand up to that day in Castleblaney. Although we think ourselves we were close to getting the result, and we didn't just see it out, no, but
yeah.
they're physical, Tom. They're big and they're strong, you know, and they can play a bit of hurling as well.
Yeah, there was just a point in it on that occasion.
There was just a point, and you know, we had our opportunities. We let them a bit of a lead at the start, so we did, and then we come back at it, and we were holding the lead with 10 minutes to go, and maybe we should have saw it out, and we didn't, Tom, but we lost by a point. It was a better defeat, to be honest.
Yeah. Anyway, for tomorrow, in terms of team, I know speaking to you earlier in the week, Christy McDermott was unavailable to you, but otherwise?
Kevin Campbell's the other starter. Kevin Campbell's come back into the panel at full forward, so that's the other change.
That's the only change. Christopher out and Kevin in. And you trained last night, and everybody raring to go?
Trained last night, Tom. Everybody's ready to go. You know, we're keeping relaxed, and we're keeping focused, and we're just going to concentrate on the job at hand, and hopefully we can put our performance in, you know, and we're in a good place, Tom, and we're playing O'Donnell Park, and we're really looking forward to the game, you know, and it's a game we look forward to, and a game with Jerry's, and to play O'Donnell Park's a good opportunity, so we're looking forward to it, Tom.
Davin Flynn scored 2-8 last week. Can Lightning strike twice?
Listen, there's plenty of other people there too, Tom, that hopefully Lightning won't have to strike twice, you know. We'll have to share them about a wee bit more on Sunday, and we know that Davin, like, he's a great outlet for us, like, he's a class act, you know, but we've got to start spreading the scores about a wee bit, and we can't be depending on that outlet all the time, you know. So we've talked about that, you know. So indeed, we'd like to see him scoring 2-8, but we'd like to see the scores being spread about a wee bit on Sunday.
Yeah, so looking for the win and hoping for the win, and fairly confident, or confident at least.
We're going there confident, Tom. Like, we know what one is capable of, and we know that we're been away favourites because they've beat us before, but we're going there confident, Tom, and we're going there for nothing else to remind but a victory.